The Traveler's Journal, January 2nd, in January City. This is a hot month down in Rio de Janeiro. The 485-square-mile city, draped languidly in and around a range of lush peaks along Brazil's southeast coast. With the coming of the summer rains, moist heat permeates Rio's every atom with a special kind of voluptuous energy. Cariocas, the affectionate name Brazilians have given residents of Rio, even seem to hurry in slow motion. Lean, well-tanned specimens saunter the city's streets and two dozen beaches, exposing more urban flesh than any other civilized place. Rio drips with sensual moments. With curving beaches and undulating peaks, even the landscape is seductive. It's in the beat of a samba drum and the long licks of Atlantic waves on hot sand. Rio even has a rainforest with misty waterfalls and howler monkeys. In soccer stadiums, 180,000 cariocas regularly vent their emotions, creating incredible exhilaration, tinged by an edge of danger. Senior couples sitting in samba bars can't keep their hands off each other. This energy climaxes during Carnival, the 4 days of abandon just before Ash Wednesday. When it comes to pulsing passions, Rio just can't help itself. But great cities do more than titillate. Rio is also a collection of everyday neighborhoods, street markets, and cobbled colonial alleyways. It has a glittering downtown with fine museums and restaurants. For travelers who play it smart, who avoid shady areas and flaunting their wealth, Rio's as safe as any big city. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.